Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Is the natural sunlight making me look fucked up, or is it giving cute? Like, is it giving like, yeah, it looks good, or we look stupid? I can't tell. Hi, friends. So this week, we're talking about how to do what's right even when it hurts. And I got a personal example to share with you. And the reason we're talking about it is because I'm going through it. I met a guy recently. And we all know that I do not meet people. I do not date. I don't like that shit. But I ended up meeting someone that I really connected with. And everything was going great. It was peaches and cream. And then I ended up having to cut it off. And it was a very hard decision to make. So I'm going to share everything in this episode about doing what's right, finding out which decision is the right one to make, how to make it, and then how to comfort yourself after. Because dealing with the consequences, even when you do the right thing, when it fucking hurts, that's something people don't tell you about. So I've got you. I'll tell you how I dealt with myself and cried. So before we jump into this, my birthday is next week. I'm going to be 25. I'm giving an old fucking geezer. I know I look 40. Shut up. It's the trauma. It aged me. But for my birthday, I'm dropping a very limited merch design. It's going to be a t-shirt and a hoodie that say, "In Leo we trust." It's only going to be available for my birthday, the 24 hours of March 7th. Mark your fucking calendar, bitch, because I don't know if they're going to sell out. I don't know. We'll see if they sell out. If they do, sorry. But it's only going to be available for 24 hours, even if they don't sell out. So you only got 24 hours to get it. So it's going to be midnight to midnight of March 7th. The link will be in the description to get one if you want one. But I like the idea of doing something very limited for my birthday. Like, if you're around at this time, like, you get it. Like, if you fuck with me like that, it's like, oh, we have like a little piece of like our like journey together, you know? Because my shit's like blowing up right now. So it's like, I want to have a way to like know who was like around. And I've talked about doing that design before and you guys love it. But I wanted to make it special. So it's only going to be for my birthday. I will be posting about it on Instagram and TikTok and all that, so if you forget, I'll remind you. But set it in your fucking calendar, bitch. Because last time I did a drop, I had 200 orders in the first 20 minutes, and girl, if my birthday is anything like that, we're selling out. So before we jump into me talking about the guy, I'm going to tell you a couple of really hard decisions that I've had to make in my life. Because I've had to do it a lot since I'm very young. This is a skill I learned very early on, handling adult situations and making very hard decisions from a very young age. And the first one started when I was 12, and I chose to move out of my mom's house and move in with my dad. There's so much to take into consideration, and to be at such a young age to have to do that shit, girl, that was just the beginning of it. Because when I was 16, I moved out of my dad's and back into my mom's. And then when I was 17, I moved out of my mom's again and back into my dad's house. And every single time, it's such a hard fucking thing to navigate, and it's such a hard thing to do, and it's a very hard decision to make, because when you have your parents like that and they're split, they kind of take it as like a betrayal, or at least like one of mine did. They would make it like this huge fucking betrayal of like picking the other one over the other. So along with making the hard decision of what was best for little me at the time, every time I'd have to choose which household to go to, it came with repairing the relationships with my parents. So there's a lot of reasons why that was a very hard decision to make constantly. But then my senior year of high school, I wanted a fresh start and I wanted to just kind of like say fuck it and change school. So my senior year of high school, I literally switched to a whole new school, whole new everything, and didn't know anybody, didn't know anything. And I did it. It was a hard decision to make, but my tolerance for making hard decisions is very high. And I don't regret that decision at all, but it was very scary. And there's a lot of decisions people want to make. There's a lot of things you guys write into me about and ask like what to do. And I want to share some of the hard decisions that I've made so you can get like inspiration, but also know that I'm credible to talk about this shit with you. But another hard decision I had to make was quitting my first nursing job. And I went through nursing school, graduated, started working where I precepted. So basically at the end of nursing school, you work in a hospital for 6 months for free under a nurse, but you're basically doing all the nursing responsibilities. It's just not on your license. And then when you graduate, you can go work wherever you want. Typically, people get hired on where they precept, and that's what I did. So I started working with who I precepted with in that department at that hospital. And coming to the decision to leave that job after literally like 3 weeks, I think it was like a month. I made it a month as an actual nurse there, but like when I was a student there, it was way different. So I basically was there for 7 months. I worked there 6 months for free, not as like an official nurse. And then when I was a nurse, I lasted a month. And coming to the decision to fucking leave that job was the scariest fucking shit. It was like, it felt like everything I worked for to get through nursing school was there, and I had to choose to leave it because I wasn't happy with it. But honoring the way that you fucking feel will never bite you in the ass. But you can't just blindly trust your feelings. You have to be very logical. That's where I'm saying I'm gonna help you with everything I share in this. How to make the right decision. Another fucking hard decision, probably the hardest one I've ever made in my life, was to choose to leave an ex of mine who was able to give me a lifestyle I've always dreamed of. So like spending $100,000 a month, flying all over the world, eating the nicest shit, buying the nicest shit, like anything that you could fucking dream of, I was living it. And that was probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make, was to choose to leave that person, because it was leaving that lifestyle too. And a lot of people think that making a decision is just like, oh, you lose one aspect. There's so much more that goes into it. I'm gonna teach you how to handle all of it. But that was a really hard fucking decision. Am I happy I made it now? Yes. Was I happy for the first year after I left? Fuck no. It felt like the wrong decision. I felt like a fucking idiot. But I stuck to my values, stuck to what mattered to me, and got myself out of a very bad situation, even though it was so fruitful. And then the last little decision that I wanted to talk about that I made was choosing to quit nursing entirely and pursue all of my own personal dreams and desires and things. And it's worked the fuck out. So, let's jump into talking about the guy I met. You can tell I'm avoiding it. So when I was in LA, I met this guy. And we hit it off from like the immediate moment that we met each other. It was like one of those, like you just feel it. And like the feelings was intense, bitch. Like everything was just good. The chemistry was there. The conversation was there. The kissing was there. Like everything was fucking great. We didn't kiss till like the second or third night. But this guy I met was like really fucking cool. We vibed very well, and it takes a lot to catch my attention, and this motherfucker definitely caught it. And feelings came too. I'm a Pisces. I'd be falling in love in 2 seconds. But this was all heightened. Like, everything I was feeling about this person and about this situation was heightened because it was someone I also saw value in. It was someone who's, like, in the lifestyle I'm in and, like, doing all the shit that I do. Someone that gets it. And, like, the way that we connected was just, like, weird. Like, it was so crazy how fucking good it was. And I've been single for the last 2 years. And something that I... Was it like 2.5? Wow. 2.5 years it's been. What the fuck? I was traumatized. But I truly forgot how good it feels to have someone you're interested in romantically. Like, just that connection and the feelings and all the romantic shit. Like, everything on that front, I forgot how good it is. And when I got it again, my picky ass who I am now, it's like when I finally met someone that matched it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was nuts. And it was just like, I forgot how overwhelming and good it feels to have a person. But basically, we were compatible on all fronts. Like, everything was fucking great. But there is one thing about myself I didn't know fully yet. And usually, I'm into masculine guys. That's my fucking preference. That's my type. Myself is my type. Myself just shorter, and you can have hair. But the guy that I met was not masculine, and that was the only real hangup that I had. But I was so overwhelmed by how I felt toward him, I was blinded by it. And it made me question if I even had that hangup. Like, is masculinity really something that I'm after? Because of how good I felt and like the way that shit was, I was like, I can overlook it. And I literally was like having to call into question, is this even something I'm hung up about? Like, it made me question myself and what I like and what I prefer and what I desire. And feeling so many things so fast made me think I didn't care about it. And I fully was just like in the moment and was just fucking feeling it and had a good ass time. No, we did not have sex. Nothing like that happened. The most we did was like make out and cuddle. I don't fuck like that. And I make that very clear to everyone that I meet. You don't get access to me like that. It takes a lot. And it takes me getting to know somebody and like a lot more than that. You know, it's a commitment I made to myself, and you don't just get access no more. Nobody. I don't give a fuck. But when I was in LA, we hung out every fucking day I was there. And then when I came home from LA, we were texting and talking on the phone all the fucking time. And like 4 hours a night, I was talking to him on the phone. And we were having like deep ass conversations. And that's shit that like gets me off. It's like when someone can keep up mentally, he could keep up. And a lot of people are scared to talk about certain topics and deep things. He was with it. He liked it just as much as I did. And I was so taken back. Like, what the fuck? Like, you mentally stimulate me? Oh my God. That's hard. But also with that, like having someone to talk to and feel cared about and feel checked in on and like having the excitement to like talk to somebody, that's something that I didn't realize that I missed. I forgot about that. Like I said, I've been single for 2.5 years. There's a lot of things that came up that I forgot how great they were, and I forgot how strong those feelings were. But one of the biggest things that I miss about like having a person is someone to call when you're upset and like get comfort. Like comfort from your partner or like your person that you're interested in or dealing with. That feels so good. I don't know how to fucking explain it, but like, I have plenty of people I can call. I call my mom, call my sister, call my friends. Like, I have people I can go to for comfort. I just forgot what it's like to have like an intimate person comfort you. And it's good. It's different. It's nice. I didn't realize I missed it. But now going through such a long period of being single, I appreciate these things when I have them even more. So this whole situation was just like too good to fucking be true. And I was so into it, and I was like eating it up. But the way we communicated was so fucking adult and mature. And like I said, he kept up mentally. He kept up with everything and was just able to hang. Like the emotional maturity, like the conversation style, the communication, like everything was just like on my level, which is extremely hard to find. Like according to my past, I don't know if it's hard to find, but I ain't found a shit for a goddamn while. Well, actually I haven't found it. It is hard to find. But basically, he asked me one night, like everything was great. And he asked me and was like, will you give me your word that if something comes up where you no longer want to like pursue things romantically and get to know each other like that, just tell me. And I said, yes, like I'll give you my word that if something comes up, I'll tell you, but I don't see anything right now. And we both expressed how much we liked each other and everything was so like literally fucking perfect. But I did give him my word that if something came up, I would tell him, and then something came up. So one night when we were talking, he asked me if there was anything he needed to be concerned about dealing with me in a romantic way. And I said, the only real like concern that I have, not that you need to be concerned about anything, but the only thing going on with me, I was just honest about the way that I was feeling, was typically my type is masculine guys, but I'm starting to question if that really even matters because of like the way I feel toward you. So like the only thing I would think is like, once all the excitement wears off and the whole like overwhelming feelings thing settles down and we get more logical, is that gonna come back up? I don't know, but I will keep you posted and like tell you as I find out, because I wasn't fully 100% set and like, okay, I like masculine guys because of how strong the feelings were. It made me question it. But after we talked about it, everything was fine. Like the whole thing of like me becoming aware of shit didn't set in until a couple days later. So I was still happy as could be. Loved talking to him and like hanging out and like FaceTime, and it was so cute. After a few days, my concern started to set in about the masculinity thing. Because the whirlwind of emotions was calming down, and like I was on a high from going to LA and like everything that fucking happened, literally life changing. Then meeting him was a high, and it was like all these huge emotions were like so up in the air, and so much was going on in LA, I didn't have time to process shit. So when I got back home and I finally could like check in with myself and like for a second and like sort through what I was feeling and thinking, my logical side kicked back in, and that's when the masculinity concern came back up. And I was like, fuck, like Leo, like I really think you do prefer masculine guys. And that preference isn't wrong or bad. Like, it's just a preference of mine, and it's a desire of mine. It's what I'm attracted to. I can't fucking control what I'm attracted to and what I'm not. Because if I could, I would. I wouldn't like men. But basically, after sitting down and thinking and like assessing the way that I'm feeling, like a separate from everything else, what I like, what I desire is masculinity in a guy if I'm gonna date you. So once I was certain and all that awareness hit me in the fucking head, I was just like, God damn it. Because everything is so fucking difficult when you're aware. Like when you are more aware, everything seems more difficult because you have so much more to take into consideration. You're aware of all of the parts of like the moving piece, not just like your part. But once I knew masculinity was a non-negotiable for me, a big sense of doom and guilt set in. Because I knew I'd have to end it. And I really didn't fucking want to. Because like I said, it felt so good. And all of the emotional feelings and the mental things were still there. It was just a matter of like a physical hangup where I wasn't really going to be attracted to him physically. But like everything else was connected and there. And it was the weirdest kind of like mind fuck where nothing had gone wrong. And nothing was like bad, and I still felt such strong feelings for him. It was just a matter of my new awareness and what I was going to choose to do because of it. But the doom feeling and the feeling of like dread was like, fuck, if I do decide to end things, I'm going to have to like cut off all these good feelings that I have now, like having someone to talk to and all the romantic shit that I talked about that I missed so much. This all made me realize how much I missed it, and now I was like potentially going to have to get rid of it and like cut all that off. That fucking sucks. And it's not that going back to being single and like not entertaining anyone is bad. I like that because I'm busy. But this whole situation made me aware of a lot of voids I didn't know that I had and things that I would like to experience. So it's like, okay, I had this fucking void come to my awareness full. And then I have new awareness that makes me want to change the situation. And now I have this fucking void I didn't know that I had. And I'm about to have to fucking empty it. Ah! So here was my thought process around coming to the decision around ending things or just continuing forward. So basically I asked myself, how long are you going to be selfish? Now that you know this person is not someone you would ever like fully date, how long are you going to be selfish? Because to keep going forward, yeah, you get all these positive emotions. You get to feel all these things. You get to have the safety of knowing it's going to end so you don't get too attached. You're going to have this person getting attached to you and it's going to feel good for you. But you feeling good is at the expense of them. So how long are you going to be selfish? How long are you going to allow this to go on? Because now I'm a fucking piece of shit if I let it go on too long. And when you truly care about other people, a lot of people have a fucked up version of love and caring about someone. When you truly care for someone, you cannot feel joy at their expense. If you know the person you care about is going to be hurt or is hurt, you cannot feel joy at the same time. That's a giant disconnect. There has to be so much disconnected in between you for you to be on such different pages. If you truly care about someone, you hold the way that they feel right next to how you feel. So if something's fucking with them, it's fucking with you. So there's not going to be any, you feel good, they feel bad, when you truly care. So you know how I always overthink things and I read too much into shit? This is where I read into the situation and got very clear about the reality of it. Because your decision you need to make becomes very clear when you face the fucking truth of it. Because in this situation, what was truly going to happen was like a choose to make myself be okay with him, even though it doesn't fit my standards, and make him enough. And live with that. And that means neglecting the desire that I have and living with that. Or I can choose to cut it off and then deal with all of the painful emotions that are going to come from losing all of this. Both sides are painful. Which pain did I want to choose? And that is something you need to fucking get about making any decision. There is pain on both sides. You're just not seeing one of them. So that's when you feel like torn. Is you don't see like the truth of each side. So when I looked at it like that, I was like, fuck, because it put me in a position of choose him or choose myself. I could choose to honor my desire and honor the part of me that is attracted to masculine men, or I can discard it and go for him. It became a me or him situation, and I will never fucking pick someone over myself again. Everyone can eat shit. Me and little Leo come first. I talk about myself like multiple parts because I fucking am. Me and my little protector aspect, that's another one. No one will come between us because anyone I've let come between me and myself and all the parts of me has fucking ruined everything and fucked all of us up. So I've got me and all my little parts And no one's getting in the way of that. I've made a commitment to myself a long time ago. I will never choose someone else over myself again. And that's fucking standing until the day I die. Unless I have a kid. Then they come first. But this is a point I really want to fucking drive home. When you become aware of shit like this in a decision, it becomes very, very clear what decision you have to make. So I knew at this point, like I knew I had to cut it off. Because for me to neglect my desire and not take myself into consideration and choose him and force myself to be okay with it and have that void in me for the rest of my life is living out of alignment with myself and what I desire. Like, you're supposed to live in line with your desires and what you want, what you value. And for me to neglect part of myself is living out of alignment for authenticity. And that is one of my biggest commitments for this fucking life. So, after all that, I knew I had to fucking cut it off. And was it fucking hard, bitch? Yes. And with realizing all this, it put me in a whole different reality. How before I was like, oh, I might have to cut it off. Now I knew I did have to cut it off because I faced the reality of the entire situation and it put me in a whole new one. My relationship with myself was on the line. My character and my values were being tested. Was I gonna act in line with them or not? And you best believe I fucking did. So I knew I had to call him. And if I was in person, I would have done it in person because I would have given him a hug so that he knew how much I did care and can feel it. You know what I mean? But I couldn't, so I had to FaceTime. And I was so fucking anxious for the call, and I knew what I had to do. And I felt so bad because I knew I was going to hurt him. But lying was not an option. I don't do that. I had to be very straight up and honest. Like I said, authenticity. You got to be fucking real. You got to tell the truth even when it fucking hurts you or them. In this situation, it was going to hurt both of us. Like I said, I'm gonna have to literally get rid of all these great things I've just experienced and like the feelings that I didn't know that I missed, but also I was gonna have to hurt him. It was a double-edged fucking sword, but when my relationship with myself was on the line, I'm fine throwing it. We'll both get cut. And one thing about me is when I start feeling anxious, I'll just do what the fuck I need to do. So I was so anxious for this call and I was like, oh, I called my mom, I called my sister, I called like all my friends and was like, oh, I have to do it. And they were like, yeah, you have to fucking do it. Like, this is who you are. Like, act in line with it. And I was like, I'm going to. I just don't want to. So I was like, all right, I'm going to call him tonight. And it was like 3 p.m. And like, as the day was going on, I was just more and more anxious about it. So I was like, fuck it, just call him now. So I texted him, asked if he was free, and called him immediately. Was I ready? No. Was I fucking wanting to have this conversation? No. But I just did it instead of waiting. Like, instead of forcing myself to deal with that anxiety and, like, the all day long, I wanted to, like, relieve myself from it. So I just faced the fucking challenge up front. Like, let's just get it over with. And one thing is, he was having a good day. Like, when he answered the phone, he was having such a good day. And I felt so bad because I was like, fuck, I have to ruin it. But basically, I told him straight up and honestly what was going on, what I felt, and what it meant. Like, it's not going to go forward anymore in a romantic way. And I was very honest, like, just genuine and honest. I didn't sugarcoat shit, but I said things in a way where he knew it wasn't about him and nothing's wrong with him for being this way. It's just my preference. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be considerate. And I wanted to make sure he didn't start beating himself up. And I wanted to make sure anything he was thinking, I could clear it up before he made an assumption or like a judgment that would hurt himself and then run with it. Like, I wanted to prevent him from turning the knife at himself for like not being good enough, XYZ. I don't fucking like that shit. So we had a really good conversation and he handled it very well and he appreciated the honesty. But I didn't ghost him and I didn't lie and make up some excuse. And I'm going to tell you why. First, with ghosting, if you just like remove yourself out of someone's life, it's going to fuck them up bad. And like I said, you can't do something to someone if you truly care about them, knowing it's going to hurt them and walk away being fine. So to ghost someone gives you no closure. It gives you no explanation. And someone's brain is just going to run fucking free trying to find all of the reasons why it could have ended or what happened or what was wrong. And if you're insecure, your brain's automatically going to jump to all of your insecurities. Ghosting someone literally traps them in like hell, their own personal hell of questioning, over-evaluating, over-analyzing, and it will run your brain fucking stupid. So I didn't want to do that to him. And then to lie to him and make some kind of excuse for like why we couldn't be together or why I wasn't looking for a relationship or any bullshit like that is it would do kind of the same thing of like leaving him wondering and attacking himself, like why he wasn't good enough, or like if I was good enough, Leo would make time for me. So for me to just go about, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship, that's an excuse because if someone's good enough and they value you enough, they'll make time for you. And I preach that shit and I stand on that shit. So I wasn't gonna just say that because he would have been like, oh, I was enough, but I wasn't good enough to date. Like, I wasn't worth putting the effort into. And I didn't want him to have that because that sends you on the scavenger hunt of, oh, what's wrong with me? Why wasn't I enough? Why didn't he like me that much? And I also reassured him that this conversation was very hard for me to have and I didn't want to end things and I didn't want to like lose the connection that we had because it felt so fucking good. And like the same way he felt, I felt. And I reassured him of that. I was like, you're not the only one hurt by this. And it fucking pains me to say it. And I don't want to do this, but I have to look out for you. And I don't want to hurt you more than I have to. Like, for me to tell him as soon as I became aware of it would hurt him a little bit. But for me to just go months down the line and let him get more and more attached and us keep like being a thing and like I'm over here kind of like detached because I know it's not going to go everywhere, but he's getting attached, I'd have to fucking crush him in the future. So the quicker I could get it out was sparing him and me, because you do get invested no matter how like long things go. But I made it very clear that my decision was like to look out for both of us and especially him. And it caused me a lot of discomfort and a lot of pain to even fucking say this and do this. But I made it very clear it was in both of our best interests and he really appreciated it. But honestly, when you're trying to make a decision about something, when you look at the true reality of the situation, it makes it a lot less enjoyable. Because I was so blind with all of my good feelings and all this shit, and I was just able to like freely just blindly run into it and feel all these good things. But when I truly sat down and looked at the reality of the situation, how I'm getting enjoyment, but he's on the line. Like, his feelings are at the expense of me feeling good. When you see that, it becomes a lot less enjoyable. You can't just blindly just go and like feel good and be a happy dick. You're a fucking dick if you go along with it. But you have to wake up. That's why like looking into shit and reflecting is so important. And going forward with all the new awareness that I had of him being at the expense, for me to just keep it to myself and talk to him like normal, it's no longer gonna feel good to talk. It's no longer gonna feel good to have him in my life knowing this shit in the back of my head, because it comes with guilt. Like, the longer I go along, I knew I was gonna hurt him worse. So even for me to just continue talking again like nothing happened, he didn't know what was going on in my head. But a relationship is a commitment to communicate. Speak the fuck up. Don't get in one if you're not ready to communicate. Even if it's what's going on inside you, your partner deserves to fucking know. Because for them to get romantically involved with you, you're both on the line. But I couldn't have just kept talking to him without feeling guilt and without feeling like shit. And I didn't want to have to deal with that. But that's where I said I shifted into a whole new reality once I became aware of all this. My life before, where I was blind and happy, was gone. Once I became aware of like my true desire, I was like, fuck. It like switched me into a new reality where I'm like, shit. You know? There was no going back. There was no going back to what we had and how things were. Like, once that awareness is there, it's there. And that's why I always say awareness is a fucking curse. It's a bitch, but it's a blessing. But it's just hard to see it sometimes. But it's real easy to try and just focus on the good times. And if someone is not aware, they're gonna try and like focus on the good times and focus on how it felt when we were first together and discard the fact that like you're not into them physically for like the masculinity aspect. They're just gonna try and jump back and think, oh, if I just don't tell them, I can keep having this. You're checked out of the way that you feel if you can do that. But basically, I had to accept the new position I was in and base my decisions off of that. Not what could have been and not what we did have. It's like I had to get square in the reality of right now. Once I realized this desire of mine is not one that's negotiable, it put me in a whole new standpoint. And you have to make your decision based off of that reality, not a past one, not how good things were, not what it could be, not how can I talk myself out of this desire and make myself just accept him and like him. How can I neglect myself to go forward? Don't waste time doing that shit. When you want something, you can't not want it. There's no way around it. Your desire is your desire for a fucking reason. You can't get rid of it. You can meet it in certain other ways, but you can't unwant something. And it's just gonna cause you more and more pain if you go against it. So the only option you have if you truly wanna have a good life and be happy is to follow that shit. So I have one more thing to say, and then I'm gonna tell you how I comforted myself through this situation, because I boohooed like a bitch. Flip the roles. If you don't know what decision to make right now, or you don't know what to do about something, flip the roles. how would you want someone to handle you if you were in the opposite position? So like if he became aware that he only likes feminine guys and doesn't like masculine guys, or he doesn't like guys who are 6'7", my big ass. He's like, oh, I like guys who are short. Would I want him to make some excuse and lie to me so it saved my feelings? Or would I want him to ghost me? No. And when you make up a lie to try and save someone's feelings, you actually hurt them worse. Like I said, you send them on that goose chase of like trying to figure out why they're not good enough. Would I appreciate if homeboy would have just came to me and said, I like shorter guys? I would get it. Like, I would fully appreciate that way more. So that's another way I knew I like needed to make that decision. I knew I needed to do it, but that's just a good way to know how to handle something is flip it. How would you want it handled if you were on the receiving end? So the night that I ended things, when I got off the phone, I felt relieved that I handled the situation right, but it lasted like a few hours of like feeling okay. And then at night, I got very, very sad because that was the time that I typically would like talk to him for 4 hours. And a big thing people don't realize about relationships or dealing with someone romantically or anything like that, you get in a routine of talking to someone and having that person in a certain spot in your life. And when they're out of it, you're still used to that routine. So it's just going to take you a minute of building a new routine and adjusting to their absence before it becomes okay. It's going to be uncomfortable for a minute, but as soon as you get out of the habit of talking to someone and living with someone and interacting with someone, you don't really think about him that much. You're going to think about him a lot until you break that. But that time came where I usually would call him and I just got super fucking sad. And so I tapped into the shit. I put on some sad ass music, put on some Ethel Cain, and I just fucking like laid on the couch. And I was like, Leo, you're not crying over this. But I was just sitting there and I was running through everything in my head and I knew I handled it right. But I still had the feeling of like loss because I did just lose something that I valued a lot. And the thing that sent me over the edge and made me start fucking bawling was that I hurt him. And I knew I had to. And it was just part of it. But I still just felt so bad that I had to hurt this person because they were very good to me. Like everything was great and I saw so much value in them. And I'm like, to have to hurt them, I felt so bad about it. But like I always say, when you are emotional and you're upset, do not fucking act. Do not act. Do not do shit. Don't reach out to them. Don't talk to them. Don't fucking post on social media. Lay your ass on the couch and fucking cry. Put on some music, put it up louder, and fucking cry. Do not act when you're highly emotional because you're not rational. Had I would have texted him, it would have made shit just way worse. I had to just get myself through this wave of heavy ass sadness. And the more you do this, the more you'll get better at comforting yourself. So like I was literally just sitting on the couch and I was just like thinking like, I'm so sorry that I fucking hurt you. And I was having to talk to myself and comfort myself and tell myself it was okay. And I was like, I'm just feel so fucking bad. And I was like talking to myself like, I know I'm sorry. And like being there for yourself will change everything for you. As soon as you can kind of like do the 2 points of perspective and comfort yourself, shit, everything changes. And I literally like just fucking boohooed and cried and was sad and I felt through it. I didn't try to get away from it. I just felt it all. I let myself just fucking cry it out and get these feelings out. Just let that energy just purge itself. And then I felt better and I got up and I had a little snack and then I did some work and then I went to bed. And I haven't cried about it again because I felt it fully. And I'm so relieved and so happy with how I handled that situation. Like looking back now, I know it was hard. And while I was going through it, it was so fucking difficult. But I do not regret it at all. I know I hurt him, but it was a matter of hurt him a little or crush him in the future. And I'd rather just like take the little, like I'll just hurt you a little. Like I'm fucking sorry. But my confidence in myself has boosted too. Like all my morals, all my character traits, everything that I value still stands because I acted in line with it. Had I gone against it, I'd feel like dog shit and I would be so worried. But now I get to have no guilt because I handled it right. I have no guilt or worry that anyone can go and talk bad about me or talk down on my character. You fucking can't. You could try it. Everybody knows you're full of fucking shit. And I'm not talking at the person. He don't even watch my shit. But I'm not talking at them. I'm just saying like anyone who's going to try and talk bad about me, try it, bitch. Try it. My character just speaks for itself. Who I am, the interactions that I have, the shit that I do, the shit that I say, people just get it. Like I am so the opposite of what people say about me. Everybody knows to just write it off. But I get that confidence that I always will do what's right, even if it fucking hurts. And I feel closer to myself. Like every time I have a situation happen where I'm very emotional and I'm sad and I comfort myself, like how I said, I talk to myself, I feel so much closer to myself and I feel safer with myself. And I feel safe that I will do things that are difficult and I will be there for myself when I go through them to help me get myself through them. And I got myself through it and I'm happy about it. Like I'm so happy with myself. I'm happy with everything, really. I have no doubt. I have no guilt. Like I completely got to like put this situation to rest properly. And one thing I want to say is you will never regret looking out for people. So if you make a decision where you look out for someone, don't neglect yourself. Like look out for yourself, but look out for other people too. If you can find a solution or an answer that takes both people into consideration, always pick that one. You don't want to just do what's best for you if you hurt someone else. And you don't want to only do what's best for someone else if it hurts you. Like you have to take you both into consideration, but you will never regret doing that. And one thing I want to say that I learned from my last relationship, and I just fucking proved, bitch. I just fucking proved I learned. Don't do it to me again. Do not wait for someone to fuck up for you to cut things off. If you become aware of something and you no longer want to be in a relationship, take yourself and show yourself. I'm getting the chills. Like I look like a plucked fucking chicken. Take yourself and show yourself. You do not need to be hurt for me to do what's best for you. You do not need to have someone hurt you for me to value the way that you feel. If you no longer want to be in this relationship, nothing has to happen for you to feel justified. The way you feel is enough to be taken into consideration, and I will take you into consideration. Because with past relationships, I would wait. Like I would come to the conclusion I want to get the fuck out. And then I would just sit there and I would wait for you to do one last straw, and I was out. And do not do that. Do not fucking do that. It damages your relationship with yourself, and it will completely fuck up the way that relationship ends, because it's gonna be something small. So if you've been like tolerating shit and it's just building, you're like, one more thing and I'm fucking done with you. Typically, it's an overreaction and you're jumping onto that one thing that they do wrong. So you look fucking crazy. Had you communicated the way that you actually felt, the person wouldn't feel so blindsided. And that's one thing that's really important. Like, don't force yourself to be hurt to feel justified to leave. You're allowed to leave just because you don't want it and because you don't feel fulfilled or you don't feel happy. Or you don't feel respected, or you don't feel pretty. And especially if you don't feel appreciated, you're allowed to leave. You fully are allowed to leave. Just communicate it and talk about it and leave right. Don't wait for someone to fucking hurt you to leave. I proved that I won't do that. So stop sending me situations like this, bitch. But that's one really big point I want to bring up. Because the way that I feel right now is so much better than how I feel when you do get that one last straw and you get to end it off that. Like that, the justification through anger of someone doing something to you, you're like, yeah, now I'm done with you. Fuck you. I'll cut all ties. That only lasts so long. The anger will only make you feel justified for so long. But when you come to a logical decision and act based off of that, you never have to think back. You properly deal with the situation. It's not like you just throw a band-aid on a fucking stab wound and be like, oh, like it's done. No, that's what that is. When you wait for that last straw and then cut it off for that, that's not the right way to handle it. I've learned. So just take yourself into consideration. Show yourself you care about the way that you feel, and you will not stay somewhere or with someone that you don't want to be with. Do not neglect yourself for anyone. And that's all I got for this podcast episode. If you want to get any of my merch, the link will be linked in the description. All of my social media will also be linked below. The link to my app, everything you need from me will be down below. If you like this video, leave it a thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. And leave me like a comment. Tell me what you think. Also, if you're listening to the audio version of this on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave me 5 stars. Thanks.